mentioning the fiber milk that you, and how you use it.
Yeah, we, when we'd get a lot of that, you know, on hand, like Mother, she'd get one of those flour sacks that she'd emptied and washed. And she'd pour that clabber milk in that sack and then hang it up outside. And all the, we called it whey, you know, all that milk liquid in that would drip out of there through that sack. And we thought that was something just real good now. Of course, that was kind of a treat to us. We called it drip clabber.
Drip clabber.
Drip clabber is what we called it, you know.
I see.
And we really liked it. Well, after me and my wife and the children were little, why, we got to talking about that one time. She said, well, we're just got a lot of milk here we're pouring out. I think I'll try something like that. And she dripped a bunch of that clabber and made, I think she used some sweet cream with it. And made cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And it needed to age, we found out, but we'd always eat it up before before it had time to age, you know. By the time we'd eat that up, I tell you, it was really tasting good now, you know. She'd make a big lot of it, you know, and put it in there.
Did you have to heat it?
Yeah, I think she did when she added that sweet cream to it.
I see.
But she read in something, I don't know, about adding that. And of course, we thought the other was good, but I think that was better after.
Better.
Yeah, but we really thought that was something good.
You had your own butter, I suppose.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. We had plenty of butter. We sure did.
Mm-hmm. How did you fix your eggs? That you had mostly.
Cook them. How we cooked them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we use them both ways and still do. We use lots of eggs. We usually fry them, but we like them boiled. And usually about once a week, my wife, she devils a bunch of them, you know, fixes them. And I always did like them, you know. That.
Did you ever have them poached?
Yes, we have, yeah.
But not so often.
Not so often, no.
Somebody told me that they never had poached eggs unless they were sick. Is that?
That's what they, you
right?
know. That does away with the grease, you know, because that's in water, you know. They poach them in water.
Mm-hmm.
And that does away with that grease and stuff.
They
don't want them to have that grease, you know, but they don't care for them having the egg, and they poach it. And naturally, some people won't hardly eat one for that. Oh, they don't like them because they had to eat them when they're sick, you know, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like eggs any way I ever eat them. I'm sort of like the old boy said there wasn't two kinds of pies he liked, and I said, well, what kind of pie would that be? And he said, a big pie and a little pie. And so, that's
no matter what was in them.
Yeah, he said they're just two kinds, big pie and a little pie.
Did you eat much cobbler?
Yeah, we eat quite a bit of cobbler. And my mother could make a wine, and you don't never hear of it anymore, a vinegar. Vinegar cobbler. Made it out of vinegar, too.
Never heard of that.
Well, it's good.
Uh-huh.
It's just sure good now. You just